Okay. All right. So we're up to we're in the halachos of Nerot Shavuot Haderech. Kufiyot Sif Zayin. Omer at Oisa Achas Shehitzik Baderech. You should say Shavuot Haderech when you're already on the way. You shouldn't do it in your house. Since there's a machlekes, let's say we're going to there is a bit of a machlekes. And Svara, the Pashtun of Shmuel Zalman held that, I mean, now this is Karas, things are a bit different, held that, you know, you can only do it when you pass, or you see Parsa, you pass out of the Shivim Amma and you go out of the city. Chazanisha, you could say even when you start driving, because, before you start driving, because the roads are dangerous, so he held Shvi'as HaDerech because not only when you're going out to the, you know, away from everyone, but it's also for any sort of danger. Nafmin is also by going to taking a flight. When do you say Tfilas HaDerech? Do you say it on the runway? Do you say where do you say it? A lot of people say you say it as you're going up. I had a friend who was once on a plane from Scheinberg many years ago, and he asked him on the runway. He got up and asked him, "When should we say Tfilas HaDerech?" And he said, "Say it right now." So it could be the runway is also that's also far away from people, so it could be that's also. You know, a thing, but the Alkopanim, the Chachila, it shall only be Acha Shehichzik Baderech, after you leave over out of Shivin Abba outside the city when there's no more houses. V'ein lo Amar Elim Ken Yishal Lelech Parsa. You should only say that if you're in a 72-minute drive. V'apachos v'parsa lo yachto in Mebarach. You should say it, but just don't say it without Shem Hashem. You should say it right when you start. You get to the open area. You can say it any time. If you're passing, you know, by other cities, it doesn't make a difference. Only in the place that you're stopping. But once you get in, you can still say it, or you get into that, you know, it's a big city, into that area. There's a machlekes about whether you say it going, you know, around the middle of the country from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, to Yerushalayim to Beit Shemesh. There's a discussion about whether you should say it b'chlal. Some say you should say it, if you're going to Yerushalayim, you should say it without a bracha. Some say you don't have to say anything from Beit Shemesh or from Tel Aviv. According to the Chazon Ish, you should say it because anyway, there's danger in the roads. But I think the minig is more. I know that I think Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said you don't have to say it to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosef said you do. I don't remember exactly. So something brachos sahalkiel. If you're going to say it, don't say it with a bracha to Yerushalayim. Manichalas beis hamedrash yispali he rotsa milufanecha neli yevoseni el shalakasha b'dvar halacha is a whole tefila. You should say when you go into beis hamedrash to learn. Mitziyasa oyomer yomodel milufanecha elokasha samti chalki miyoshe beis hamedrash, and it's a good thing to say. Most people don't remember to say it, but it's taka important thing to say. Once you get out of Gush Dan, there are definitely areas where, or there's also Arab cities. Sometimes if you go by Arab cities, in fact you go by Tulkarm or, you know, any of these places going up the six. There's also long stretches going up the coast after Herzliya, you know, the long stretches where there's no one. So there you definitely say. The question is really, you know, in the middle is always Yishuvim and whatever, that's where. If you go down to Be'er Sheva also, there's plenty of open space. Fine. So we have the, fine. Person has to be sure, Yisrael Gal Yisrael should go straight into Shemon Esrei. V'lo Yasik Beinayim. This is only by Shachris, by Mariv, we don't. That's the only thing you say. That's why by Shachris you don't say Kishem Hashem, because that's considered a hefsek. By Mariv it's a machlokes whether there is a din of smicha. So some say kishem, some say don't. Agav Yisrael Shemutu Lano is Amen Agav Yisrael. Again, if he does say Agav Yisrael, there is a meaning to say Amen. But Lemaisa, what to bring down, Shabbat brings down, is what Kedai to do is to fit, since it's a Machlokes, is Kedai to finish Agav Yisrael with the Shulich Tzibur, so you don't have to answer Amen. to say, I mean, people think it's, I mean, a lot of people just don't say the out Gal Yisrael. However, I don't make a tasty not to say it. You should hear it and you just say it along with. I don't know where the solution came out to say it, because it's part of, you know, the Shir Tzibur should finish. Everyone can start Shmona Esrei Beyachad. If you say, you don't say Gal Yisrael, everyone's waiting. Yeah, no, if you finish Gal Yisrael, everyone mamash starts Beyachad. Yesh Oyin Da Hadat Tzarek Lismach Gula Letfila Hayin Adafka B'chol O B'yamtav. On the Shabbos ain't Tzarek. So I'm saying Shabbos is no dink. It's not... it's the period time of the Benin Nismach Gula Letfila. It's the Yantcha Hashem B'yam Tzarek. Samach Le'yirat Son Im Refi. The Goali. B'Shabbos Laz Van Tzarek. And he is saying here the Masha'in came B'yamtav U'mishim She'hem Yimeidin. In the time of Mishnah, per account of Hashanah B'Pesach Al Tfua, the Tafi Yimeidin. So... Yom Tov is different than Shana. Shabbos is on a Yitzar, but Yom Tov, many of the Yom Tovim are Zvan of Din, so therefore is what you try to say. But Tov Lahachmir, Im Lo B'Machmu Shetzarech L'Kach, it's still better to be in Samech Gul, the Tfilah, unless there's like something in the Chutz. Chazan, Shemaaskar, B'Shvan Esmei, and not be Mavsik. Unless for some reason you have to be mafsik, I don't know. But Kompani, if there's a percent some reason to he has to do it, then is what to be samichan. However, you should be machmir and go for Gal Yisrael straight into Shemoneh Esrei. The Chazon is Kishemas for Shemoneh Esrei. Because Ram Choyzer Omer Hashem Tzvasai Tiftach Ufi Yogid, he should say it. He should say Hashem Tzvasai Tiftach again. You should repeat according to the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say he's up to Kriyishma and everyone gets up to Davin. You shouldn't get up to this by Shachar. So Yisbal Imahem. And the Kori Kriyishma V'achach Yisbal. This Mismach Gula L'Tfila Adif, that doing Gula L'Tfila is more Chashuv than Tefillah v'tzibur mamish, and it could be you get into the middle, which is b'di'avid, but kuponim to start the eager din of tefillah v'tzibur starting together, but the samich gula tefillah is more choshev. By marv you do skip, but by shachris you don't. Hashtik l'shalosh hashanah is fine. Al yisha adam tzracha v'shalosh hashanah. The person should not ask for tzrachim v'shalosh hashanah, so v'shalosh hachrayinayis. Daf v'tzarcha yachid. About Tzarech Tzivul Shari, and that's why in Rosh Hashanah Kippur, we, and even other times as well, we add in for Tfilas Kesher, we add in all different, Zachreinu, all these things in Tzarech Tzivul. Ein nomer piyutim v'lo kravitz, pirish kravitz, the yaitzer. You don't put the kravitz as you say, but it's called yaitzer sometimes. Yesh omishihu roshi tebus, kol rina v'yeshua bo'ole tzadikim, v'tfila. You shouldn't, say those types of things in tefillah. Tefillah b'lachas l'char by Rosh Hashanah Kippur. We know we can say piyutim during the Tzeres Hashatz. Hagal yish matirin hol v'tzarchi rabim heim. Some say it's mutter. V'chein noogim b'chol makom la'omram in Tzeres Hashatz and tefillah. I'm pretty sure it's Sephardim. Don't say too many. Don't say piyutim in the middle of Tzeres Hashatz and things like that. Elu. These are the brachos which a person bows down during. Ba'avos tchila, soif v'soif, beginning in tchila, the bungin of Ram, whatever. Ba'oda tchila v'soif, and oda amodim and soif. V'im ba lishreis v'soif kol bracha, or b'tchilasa, if one person wants to bow down in the beginning of any bracha at the end, Melanin and Sosha Yishka, tell them not to do that. Because it's the Kanas Nachamim, and Tazmina, the Matthias says, the Mexican Yura, it's about in Tanis, and Yachal Yishka, because it doesn't look like you're adding to Takanas Chazal of Kriyas. Right? A person that he bows down a lot more, it seems like, wow, you know, whatever, but Akhopanim, it's that you shouldn't do. And the Gemara holds that you shouldn't be moisiv kriyas anywhere throughout davening except that which was chachamim was back, and if you don't bow down to Orlando, you don't bow down during anything else. Noagin lishchos v'ashanu yom kippur k'sha'ayin zachreinu v'michamayich atzichin lizka k'shavgin nasof habracha. At least you know, stand up a bit, straighten up a bit. This was just a minute. Korea koma lefanecha tishtacha ve oba lechal levadcha anachnu moedim oba hoda dehale obichasamalzo hareize maguna. Don't, you shouldn't bow down at those places because these aren't the places to bow down. However, you could but bowing down a little bit, it could be just bending down a little bit to show achna. That's okay. That's not really the kriyas we're talking about. Actual kriyas about bending properly. You shouldn't bow down like this. That's not good. Oh, dal. Sorry, I skipped dal. The person has to bow down until his spine is completely curved. You shouldn't only bow down with a straight back and by his hips. And his head is up. He has to bend all the way down. His whole spine has to be curved. But he shouldn't bend down all the way, so his head's all the way down. But if he's old or sick and he can't even bend his back, or he has a bad back nagim, that's a chayla, I guess. Given she hirkin rosho dayo, since he can move his, he puts his head down, that's enough. Echo she niko shu chovitz likor el shmetzar atzmoi, but he can't do it. I mean, he's not yotzei kriyas, but upon he shows that he wants to do it, and so it's okay. He should korea yichra b'mehirus upam achas. He should do it swiftly. And one time, kishu zokif benachas. However, when he straightens up, he should straighten up slowly. Rosh tchila. First, he has to pick his head up. V'acharkach kufo, and then straighten up his body. Shelte elav kumosri to show he's doing it benachas, and that it wasn't like it wasn't hard for him. It's easy for him, and he doesn't want to stop. Kishu korea b'baruch, zokif. B'shame. When you bow down, Baruch, and then for Atah, and then when you stand up after Shem Hashem. So that's the thing, is that the Baker Dinah, you don't have to bend the knee, but that's the minig, and usually by Baruch you bend the knee, and then Atah you bend down. I don't know where the din. Not to bend the knee, right? Because the shofar doesn't bring it.
Bend over, bend the head, and then straighten up, and then
right. Okay. And the
Mechaber.
Right, according to the Mechaber. But the Achronim bring down that by Baruch, the Magen Avraham, Eli Rabba, and all these things, that by Baruch you do bend your knee. There's a Peter Zohar. You bend down by whatever. It's a Zohar according to the Shla. It's a Pi the Zohar. But again, the Mechaber says you just, and then by Modim you don't do it. But the Mechaber says that. That by everything you just bow down, bow your back down. The PLP, the Pashas and the Gemara. A mispal ba keneg the goy yesh shtiv erev biyado or around his neck. Higia lemachm shesheichim boy and you get up to where you're supposed to bow down. Lo yishche. I will be shalibul shemayim. Even though he's focusing on shemayim, it does not. It's marisayin. You know, if you're in the airport, you're davening. Some worker comes by with a big cross, whatever. So, careful not to daven, not to bend down at that point. Ain the hoisif altara shel kosh baruchu yisif miakel agadol agibar baranayra. Only that which not because of the gadol b'masachim v'dafka b'tfila. Shein l'shanos miabeis shetabu chacham yavav b'tachnunim or b'kosher es v'shvach mishanu oimer meyatzva less lamba. then you can say whatever shvachos you wanted to call Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mikol Makom Nachon Sheyutzel Harich Hashivchei Yamachi Sheimer Oiso B'Psukim. He should say Psukim, the words from the Psukim. He shouldn't just add on his own descriptions and things like that. It's better just to say Rachum Chanu and things like that from Psukim. Let's do Ruach V'Geshem and the halachas of Mashiv Ruach. Maschilin Loim Rebracha Shnia Mashiv Ruach Marina Goshen. In the winter, whatever, we start saying Rebracha Shnia Mashiv Ruach Marina Goshen, and it's Musaf Sheyontav Achron Shel Chag. And you say it, you start by the Musaf of Yontav Achron or Yontav Rishon here of Chag with the Shmini Atzeres. In Poiski, I feel it's Muslim Shoyonta Rishon Shel Pesach. And we don't stop until the first day of Pesach. And that's when we stop saying Mashiva Ruach. Also, Lahaskir Hageshem Ad Shiachriz Mashiach Tzibur. You can't say it until the Mashiach Tzibur is Machriz it. So that's why, if he does, so that's why they don't do it. If they weren't machriz, they don't do it until after Tfilas Geshem. You shouldn't say it here. The meaning is Tfilas Geshem before Shemana Esrei, and Chutz Laaretz, the meaning is to say it during Shemana Esrei. So, if the Gabbai wasn't machriz, then you have to in the Bemusaf by Lachash, you don't say it. V'yesh Omin Shekolim Shemeschim Musaf Machriz Hashamish. That he should go ahead and he should be machriz, mashiv ruach, and the person can bring down, and he has to say morid ageshem as well, because mashiv ruach morid atal, you yod sevrith. So you have to be sure you say mashiv ruach umorid ageshem, and then everyone can be maskir in Muslim. Hilchach, afi hu choyla, o anos, lo yaktin tfilosu tfilos tzibur. You shouldn't get up early if you're not feeling well and daven early before everyone. If you should also lahaski ar chayim shliach tzibur, you can't say tfilas geshem for shliach tzibur. Val im yodea shehichvis shliach tzibur. If you know they did it, avav bishu lo shama mazkir. Let's say he went to the bathroom or something like that, and he came. I don't know. He didn't hear him be machmir. He still, he was machmir. Is it? That's enough. Mitamza abalvis against the tzibur. He's still this pile. Let's say he come to shul. And they start davening. He's spelled v'yaski alvi shalosham mashliach tzibur. Im amar mashiv aruach v'nosachama, olo amar v'nosach shamim, ein machzirin oisai. If you don't say the words mashiv aruach, then it's okay. V'chein betalim iskiv v'nosach shamim, im lo iskiv v'nosachama, ein machzirin oisai. Then If with Tal you're not machzir. I go over anu bnei Ashkenaz l'maskirin Tal lo yosacham lo yosach shavim minik Ashkenaz is not the same barida Tal. I mean the Gemara is, and minik Sfarad is, but the regular Ashkenaz doesn't. Back oimim yosacham rav lehoshia mechal kachayim. Yesh oim shetuch tzibur poisek lahazkir betfilas musaf yomtav arishon shel Pesach. Some say that the Shliach Tzibur stops doing it by Musaf, well, I'll call Maskirin by Musaf, because there's no Hachraza you could say, you don't announce, don't say things. That you don't do. You only announce to say something, but it's not Bechava to say, don't say anything. That's what the Gavron brings. So therefore, you wait until you hear the Shliach Tzibur didn't say the words, and then you can, by mincha, you don't say. Sheshamuk for Mashiach Zir, Shepasuk Tfilas Musaf, Chei Nogit. Im Amar Morid HaGoshem, Bimusachama. That's a chance, yeah. Im Amar Morid HaGoshem, Bimusachama, Machzirin Oysa, V'choizel Rosh HaBracha. If he said Morid HaGoshem, and during the summer, then he has to go back. Im Siyim HaBracha, Choizel Rosh Tfilah. But if he finished, B'chaim Eisi, and he has to go back. Even if you're in a, let's say you're in Australia, that's old, I don't know, I didn't even look into it, but the minute, I think from what I understand, I didn't look up, that by Australia and south of the equator, I don't know if they say, it's a whole complicated thing, but when Geshem or not. Even if you're in a place that you need Geshem, Masacham, it's very dry, say there is a drought and you need it all the time. He's a Geshem, Machm, Tal, Machzir, and Oisoi. Bechain, he's a Geshem, Vital, Nami, Machzir, and Oisoi. I think they say, Marita, I think they say, we say in Talamata, or maybe they say in Shrakhkolenu or something like that. They don't, I don't think they say, I don't know if they do Mabashi Varuach, but they could be something like that. That's what I seem to remember, but I'd have to look it up. And also, Kshavi, in Lo Amar Marita Goshem, Machzir, and Oisoi. If he didn't say Marita Goshem, you're Machzir. Rani, you shall hiskir tal. That's if he said, he didn't say anything. And hiskir tal, a Machzir, and he said Marita tal, it's something. So therefore, then you don't have to go back. That's only if you didn't say the words Marita Goshem. Hainu kishisim kol bracha, kol habracha. B'hiska bracha shachrea, he started achla kadosh. As chayzo shetfina, v'im niskar kol nishisim habracha. If he was some echnosim and realized he didn't say it, yom ha'makom shenizkar, they just say it right then. Afilu im sim habracha v'nizkar kol nishisim at hakadosh, ein tzarech lachzor, el oyer mashi v'ruach Marita Goshem, just say those words. V'lo chasima, without a chasima. So therefore, yeah, you just say it. You say it right then. You don't add anything in. Hagash shlosha brachos avishon chashuvos ka'achas. The three first brachos are considered one unit. V'chol machum shata v'mchoizel roish bein shehu yachid bein shehu tzibor, which would be a dafkamina for like melech hakadosh and things like that. That if you mess up in one of them, you have to go back the whole. You have to go back to the beginning and start over again. That's only if you made a mistake. But amazing, you say, you know what, we really need Geshem right now. I'm saying Mashi Meruach. Then you go back. Then in that case, you do go back. In the beginning, b'mosa chamin nistapik and hiske marina geshem. Even though, let's say you're not sure that maybe I did say it. Ad shloshim yom becheskas shehiskir hageshem zarech lachzor. So in 30 days, your becheskas that you said hageshem, you have to go back. Vagabu adin adidan deimach maskivin atalbim b'mosa chama nistapik lo im amar marina geshem b'mosa kshamim kol shloshim yom chayzer v'devaray amar kmo. Shiragir. Lohiski, lo tab, lo geshem. He wasn't asking anything. Lacha shoshim yom, ain't a chayzer. We'll get to the end. The Rav talks about saying it 90 times. Does that help or doesn't help? If it's 30 days and you're mistopic, the place can do bring down also depends if you're mistopic. Let's say you're by Mincha and you said Marita, you're saying in the Yom Shema, so you say Marita Goshem. And then, wait a second. Ooh. Maybe I didn't say it by Shachar, so you don't know. If you're Masufik, then you don't have to go back. If you, like someone said, like if you, let's even finish the Tefillah, and you don't remember. The question is, if you ask him, do you remember saying, do you remember even saying the word Bracha B'chaim Esim? A lot of people would say to you, wait, did I say it? They won't even remember that. Unfortunately, we don't have Kavanah, we don't remember. If that's the case, if you ask yourself, wait, do I even remember saying B'chaim Esim? That could be you don't have to go back. It's only if you have a real suffix when you remember thinking about it, and then you have a real suffix you didn't know, or shortly after, then only then do you have to go back. Then you have to go back. But otherwise, sorry, Rav Sahaka. In Biyom Rishon Shal Pesach, Omer Brichos Ata Gibor, Ad Morid Atal, Tishim Pa'amin Kenegit Shlosh Yom Shomer Oisa Shlosh Pa'amin B'chol Yom. You say it 90 times, you create a chazakah of gimel pa'amim b'yom. You create a chazakah of that you don't have to go back. Hagav b'chein zidani amar ad mechal kochaim l'omishiv mashiv ruach marina goshem maskirim b'mosak shamim. Him amar mishmini atzeres tishim pa'amim ata gibor amarina goshem im mistapik achachach im hiskir alo chazakah shehiskiru the ar. Paiskim who do say the whole thing, it's still totally like the Achreinu says it's totally on 30 days. You shouldn't go back. I always thought that the good thing, if one of the singers would actually put a song out with a catchy tune, the Yavashi Ruach Marida, Ato Gibor, it would be very kedai, because then people would have a catchy tune and say it 90 times, and no one has, so I don't know. But I'll call that if you have a singer friend, it would be a good, what's it called? Maybe just throw in a couple more. Time becomes Ato Chayni, and they should mutter Adam, Maisa Adam in a Behema, he Habina, Haseichel, Kavur Birchas Atachoni Rosh Lehemtzios. That's why it's the first bracha. Im Ein Bina Ein Tfila. If there's no Bina, then he can't understand enough to say Tfila. And that's why Atachoni is first. The next bracha for Einu Hashem Bnei Rape Afagav the Akosuv the Liyachid Ein Mechanin Oisol the Rabbi. Even though it's a pasuk of Refanda is for Eini, it's for Yachiv. We say Rachim Loshim Rabim. Hani Mila Bezvan Shmiskavim Likmaris. Because Shoyim Elisav Derech Tfila Vakasha Motor. A person, that's what he's doing Shemar Esrei. But if he's saying it Derech Makasha at a different point in time, he can say Rafa Eini. Kol Makom Imayim Mizvo Shalem. Also the Shalos Loshim Yachiv the Rabim El Hepech. If you're saying the whole Mizvor, then obviously you say what it says, and you shouldn't start changing Pesukim around. Okay. Stop here by Kofi Zion. Yeah.